Florida lawmaker seeks background checks for ammo purchases. By A.W.R. Hawkins on December 9, 2020. Florida State Representative Dan Daley, D. Coral Springs, is pushing legislation that would require a background check for all ammunition purchases in the state. The Florida Daily reports Daley's legislation is called Jamie's Law, so named after Jamie Gutenberg, who was shot and killed during the February 14, 2018, Parkland High School shooting. It is designed to require a background check for all ammunition sales across the state of Florida, Daley said. With approximately 400 million weapons already on the streets, we must make it harder for those who intend to kill to do so. Prohibited purchasers of weapons are also prohibited from buying ammunition. But there is no mechanism in place to keep that ammunition out of their hands. We must close this ammunition loophole, and this bill is a step in the right direction to do it. Jamie's law will help save lives immediately. He did not mention his law may not have prevented the Parkland High School shooting, as the attacker who carried out that heinous crime passed a background check to acquire his gun. There is no reason to believe he could not have passed a background check for ammunition. The Sun Sentinel reported the Parkland attacker passed a background check for his rifle, including mental health question. The Florida Daily indicated that Daily believes more than 60% of Floridians favor tightening the rules for gun control. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsHawkins. Reach him directly at @HawkinsHawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.